it's unusual that a child from Wilson County would get up and talk about the mayor of Murfreesboro for the last 12 years. But Mayor McFarland, I appreciate you giving me this opportunity. As you get older, and Mayor McFarland, you'll find out soon that you want to leave a legacy. If you look at the Bragg family, Representative John Bragg certainly left a legacy. All you have to do is drive around Rutherford County and you'll see that. You'll see it at the MTSU campus. You'll see it driving to Woodbury. But the great thing about John Bragg was that he was always prepared. In fact, he was the most knowledgeable man about state finances probably ever that we've had leading the House and Means Finance Committee. He was a man of integrity. And the first President Bush said that you as elected officials should serve to honor the position. It's not an honor for you to serve, but you should serve to honor that position. I think a lot of times we as elected officials forget that. We think it's about us, and it's not. It's about serving others and improving our community. That legacy of John Bragg was passed on to Tommy Bragg. I've never seen a person more prepared for a job and studied more diligently. Every time y'all had a meeting, he studied and studied and studied because he wanted to do what was best for our community. He constantly served to honor his position as mayor for 12 years here. And I'm convinced that legacy continues. He, like me, married way above his head. Jeannie is a friend of mine told me, if you want anybody in this world to be your friend, you want Jeannie Bragg. She's that special of a person. And so Tommy's a pretty smart guy marrying Jeannie. He found that out. And then that legacy is passed on to his children. Beth works at the Boys and Girls Club and raises hundreds of thousands of dollars. John is a school teacher in Florida impacting hundreds of lives. Ann's main responsibility, based upon Tommy's thoughts, is raising the two most wonderful grandchildren in the entire planet. So he may, and I may disagree about that, but that's the way it thinks. But he's passed that legacy on to his children. But he's also passed it on to me. He's passed it on to a number of people whose lives he's influenced. And I think he's passed it on to this city council. Y'all have a tough job. It's not easy. But it's important to remember that you serve to honor, that you want to be the best city councilman that you can be. And I wanted to get up and say thank you on behalf of the city of Murfreesboro for being that kind of mayor and person that we all can strive to be, a person who is prepared, a person of integrity, and a person who continues to serve in every aspect of life.